Hello there, my name is Supreme and welcome to the If You Ask Me podcast. It's been a while. This place has been so quiet. Of course, don't mind me, I've been studying, but yeah, I'm back fully ready to serve you a whole lot of hot gist. Yeah, so if this is your first time listening, of course you haven't missed so much. This is episode 2 and yeah, you can catch me on Google Podcast or Spotify. I don't know where you're listening from right now, but yeah, and even on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, you can catch me there. Just search for If You Ask Me Supreme and you'll find me, or you can just go to anchor.fm/thesupreme. Yeah, that's the link for Anchor. Anyways, let's roll. So I was working and I decided to step out of the office for a bit. I took a walk into one of the malls around and I got chocolate. I wasn't happy. So, I mean, you know the old saying of chocolate makes everything feel better, right? So I went, bought chocolate and I was chewing it walking back to the office. Yeah, I was chewing it on the way. Beat me. So I was chewing it walking back to the office. Chocolate makes everything feel better until you're broke. Yeah, of course, you need money to buy chocolate, so you keep buying and buying and buying. Now, see, the moral of the story is not that you don't eat chocolate or that you do not buy chocolate or that you shouldn't buy chocolate. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. Don't get me wrong. What I'm saying is, or how I understood the quotes, is that if you don't take your passions, your excesses, if you don't take these small things, if you don't take time, if you don't take note of them, then you will ultimately, you know, be pulled down by them. You know, too much of everything is bad. Okay, so that's just what it means. That's how I understood it. You understand? It's not that you should not eat chocolate. So don't do that. It's not sensible. Yeah, I said it. Now, that said, I'm going to move now to the main topic of today. All right. Now, I saw something on LinkedIn. I've jumped in already, so please follow me closely. I saw something on LinkedIn, and it was a job advert. By company, I'm not going to call their name, and the advert was for content writers. So you know how job adverts go, you see the job description, you see the requirements of, you know, the person that they would want to fill up the role, yeah, that kind of thing. So it was that kind of thing. Now these requirements that they needed from the candidate was very long, like it was really long. Anyways, it's cool. Then there's a place where they put remuneration and they just put one word there, attractive. And after that word, they put the tasks, that's the job description. So you had requirements, you had that remuneration, then you had job description. Not that long. And I felt bad because, first of all, this is personal. Okay. It's a personal thing. I mean, content writers, hello. Not that the requirements were all that bad, no. 40 hours a week, I mean, that's your normal 9 to 5. It's not an issue. I mean, some of us, we do above the 9 to 5, do up to 50, 60 hours a week. It's like a problem. When you love your job, you do that kind of thing. So that's not my issue. You understand? My issue is that the commitment was one-sided. So, why I mean it? if you're going to list out all the kind of things that you want from a candidate, from somebody who is applying for a job, if you're going to list out the kind of things that this person should bring to the table, why can't you tell us what you are bringing to the table? This is just money. It's just the money aspect. It's the monetary aspect, you know. Nothing was said about that except attractive. Now, my issue is this. When you put attractive, it can mean a lot of things. Attractive to what extent? Attractive to who? Because your taste and my taste are not the same. Okay? Now, if you put a job post there and you put 40,000 naira, 40,000 naira is attractive to certain people. 60,000 naira is attractive to certain people. 100,000 naira is attractive to another group of people. Okay, so when you just put attractive, that's being vague. Now, for a company who had time to list out the job description and the job, the requirements, I mean, you sure had a lot of time to actually put the remuneration there, to consider remuneration if you wanted to. That is so. I felt terrible when I saw that, and it didn't make sense to me. It didn't make sense to me, and I'm going to elaborate on why. Now, take for instance a guy and a lady. They meet up on a date. Let's say their first date, and they're talking, and this guy just goes rambling about the kind of things he wants in a woman. So she has to be tall, she has to be slim, you know, she has to look good, her skin has to be good, she has to have long hair, she has to be doing good for herself. I can't, no, I don't want a liability, no, 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 I want an asset, somebody. I mean, you quote the scriptures, two is better than one. You know that kind of thing. I want a virtuous woman, with Proverbs 31 woman, the kind of woman that I can trust my kids with, the kind of woman, you know, that can, I mean, you list a whole lot of things, that can do acrobatics on the bed, the kind of woman that is independent, the kind of woman that, that can hold me up, you know, when I'm going down. You list all those kind of things as a guy. And then you don't tell this lady what you are actually bringing to the table. You're a hypocrite. Like, seriously, you're a hypocrite. Okay, forgive me. Don't get me wrong. I've not shifted into relationships now, but I'm saying that this job advert, simply like that, it was just too one-sided to my liking. And I don't know if you agree with me. If you don't agree with me, will you send me a voice message later? Drop a comment. Yeah, tell me what you think. But that's what I think. It's a one-sided thing. I don't think it should be like that, really. Because I'll give you a story. Now, I have this friend, he's also a writer, and he saw this job advert online. He went for, first of all, he applied. Now, after applying, he was told to, you know, send in a sample of his work. He was told to send in different samples. He did about two or three thereabout. He sent in those things, sent in the write-up, sent in, of course, the CV and other supporting documents and other things. After doing that, he was invited to the office. When he got there, he skilled through everything and finally met with the MBCO, and he told him that the salary was going to be 60,000 naira. Of course, he didn't take it. Now, not because for certain kinds of people 60,000 naira is not enough, but for him 60,000 naira is not enough. I mean, he has a right to actually say that this is not going to be enough, because when you calculate your transport fare to the office and other things, it's chicken change. Yeah, it is chicken change. I'm not going to be scared to say that. Okay, so he did not accept it, but this guy has wasted time, he has wasted effort, he has wasted brain power, he has wasted, you know, money. And I mean, he starched his shirt. He wasted money to buy starch. Yeah, starched his shirt and took it. And for someone like me, when I used to apply for, you know, all these jobs, much of last year I did that, but I worked freelance, but I also wanted to work in an office. office. So I was doing a lot of applying here and there. And when you have an interview to attend, you just want to look good, right? So for me, I don't like cutting my hair. But when there's an interview, I try as much as possible to, you know, visit the barber shop and make myself look neat and look good. So imagine me wasting my time and my energy reducing my hair for an interview that is not going to go anywhere. It's not fair now. It's not fair. Seriously. Because it's taking advantage of the whole lot. I understand that in our society we have a lot of companies in relation to we have a whole lot of applicants in relation to the few number of jobs that there are out there. And so the decision power is in the hands of the companies. The companies have more leverage, you know, so they can do shakara for us. Not for us anymore. So we have a job. Yeah, they can do shakara for the people. And the applicants, they can do shakara for the unemployed people. Sorry if you are not listening from Nigeria. Shakara is I don't know how to put it. Just ask a Nigerian person, they'll tell you what shakara. I don't think I can break down shakara. What do you call that thing? Let me give you context. Now, what do you call that thing when, you know, a lady knows that you like her and then she plays hard to get? Yes, exactly. Hard to get. So, yes. So, these companies, they play hard to get because, you know, there are fewer jobs than unemployed people. And so, have that, when you have that kind of situation, you find out that when companies know that people will do anything to get a job, they play on that, you know. And that's the situation here in Nigeria. So you have a lot of people doing that, you have a lot of companies doing that. That's why you have these kinds of job adverts going out whereby it's one-sided. We're saying you must be this, you must not scale events, you must wear and stash shirt to the office every day, do this, you must do that, you must have 10 certificates from 10 different universities, you must be 25 years old and have 10 years experience, you know, those kind of things. And it doesn't make sense, really. It doesn't make sense. I feel like these companies should do better. I feel like they should do better. So, because if I read the tone of your job advert, to an extent I can predict the kind of workplace I'm coming to. You should be able to tell people. I read a job advert one time, and if I was really looking for a job, I think I would have applied. I would have loved to work in that kind of place because they stated clearly, okay, the benefits of working with them. They stated clearly the benefits of working with their company. It was clear there was nothing hidden except anyway the salary wasn't there, but there were other things that were there, some perks that were there that. You knew that, I mean, the environment was conducive, and it wasn't a toxic place, it made sense. Plus, the company that, I mean, I've had people talk about, it's a brand that's not strange to me. So, it was, it was a balanced job advert. Okay, so I think, you know, these guys, the HR people and all that are putting this job advert, they please do better. I think you should do better, so that if people... you know, are applying, people applying for these jobs will know if you are worth their time, if you are worth the effort. Really, it's a two-way thing. You want workers, I don't want to work for you. It's not by force. But don't trick me. It's a scam. They're scamming people. That's a scam. Anyways, that's just one side of the scam. I'm going to talk about the other kind of scam that's going on to job advert. I'm going to talk about it probably the next episode. Yeah, I'm going to talk about it because this job advert of a thing is something else, man. Things are happening out there, guys. You know, so please, if you know somebody who is a HR person, if you know somebody who's an entrepreneur, you know somebody who's out job adverts, and please tell them to do better. Let them evaluate their job adverts. It's a statement. It's like you're asking out a lady. That's the best way I can put it. It's like asking out a lady, you cannot just go out there and tell the lady all the things that she should be to be in a relationship with you. Nobody likes that kind of thing. Nobody likes to be put in that kind of spot. No. You have to tell the person what you're bringing to the table and what you should lay the cards on the table. And it be that equality. Alright? Okay, so that's it. That's it for me today, if you ask me. Alright guys, so thank you for listening. If you liked it, please subscribe from wherever you get your podcast. Please leave me a high rating, you know, whatever kind of rating anyway. But please subscribe so that you get to know when I drop the next episode. If you're on Google Podcasts, or you're on Spotify, or you're on Apple Podcasts, or on Anchor.fm, you know, like, I'm on everywhere, guys. So please, just subscribe so that you know when the next episode drops. Thank you very much. My name is Supreme, and it's bye for now. See ya.